quotes on the bottom over here. Everything is from Rabbi Yashiv. Quotes of Chochma Sada. He says, it's like a tziporen, because the water can come in. It's better than a tziporen, he says. That the reason they were matir, because they're not makbid. Therefore, hora moron hagrisha. Zatzal, she'll tell tulim hagdolim, kevin should be a main and makbidim, las iran, radai chotitzim. He calls it shiur a shevet a levi. He calls him a lot. That's Rabbi Vazna shiur. He didn't write it, the Talmidim wrote it. But I think it's supposed to be very reliable. And Hilchos Nida proper, we use it a lot. It's just,
if we just have my cuticles that water can get in, why does it matter if people are
mocking? Well, I think what he means, I'll read you the words over here. I think what he means, he says, like this, Kotze Chochma Sada, Hamayim Yechol Avosham, Vatzad Shemchubar LaBasar, the Olam Lo Chashvin LaChatzitza. That's what the Chochmas Adam says. But then he also throws in, it's better than Tziporin, because Ein Adam Makbid. So the fact that he makes the heter dependent on Ein Adam Makbid means that if he is Makbid, it's a problem. Now why is it a problem? It's about Yosef, the Taz, we spoke about yesterday. That's presumably what impels that line of Chayodam. And even though he's sort of a throwaway line, Rabbi Yashiv took it seriously. On that basis, he wanted to say that it would be Amenu. It's worse. Fine, let's go back to our... We're not up to the Sefer yet. This is a... I wanted to give you a preview. Up to this Sefer still. Okay? He talks about... There's a serious problem. Someone gets a sunburn or suntan, and they have peelings. I don't know if you ever had them. It can be painful, it can be dangerous, ooh. What happens then? A serious problem. What do you do? Talks about it over here in Sivkotin Kuf Samach Aleph. After the cuticles, writes as follows. Isha shezafato hashemesh v'nas emiktsas ora klipus tirela sir kifia efshar below keev uklipos mevatos hanisharos nire she'edam chotzitzim afil das abesos v'anal v'pnei she'nam omdim l'hinotel menaguf kemo she'em achshav ad shiskalef yoser. So this is the second reason, of course. That's what we quoted from the Alter Rebbe. It's going to change between now and then. It's not a chatzitza now, as opposed to the Ksav Sofer, who was one to be more mekel. We love the Ksav Sofer, but so far we haven't come up with enough proofs for him, which causes significant problems as we should go down the road. Here in the footnote on the bottom, he says, Doma, the Chasam Sofer says, quoted Pesach Tshuva Yud Beis, Soros HaKala in Chashuv and Kegzuzim, Kevin Shein Gozuzosin An Acher Habiyah V'Achshav Enim Omdim Adayan Gziza. Here it's even better. There, the woman's going to change from a Pesula to a Bula. Here, the Chatzitz itself is going to change in terms of how connected it is to the body. So that's why it's even better than that. Fine. Then he quotes over here, Shinlam is based on the bottom. Doma lema shevena b'sivkot na'ayin ches b'shem ha'rishonim she'dova ha'mitzta'eres b'ntiloso choshuv k'en of makbid d'yokul in the biurim the b'achlokas is sidretar and the graz based upon that. And we can be matter based upon both. Why? The graz says it's going to change and the sidretar says it's part of her. Suppose something on the outside. If you recall those two shitas, according to both, it should be okay. We're supposed to be the ma'ayin, I guess. So we should figure it out. Fine. Okay. Now, what does it say in the Ramah? Aval yabelas o yaseres eina meduldolim eina chotetzin. Baruch Hashem. Comes along the Bali HaShulchan. It says as follows. Afilu on the melinotel, even if it's going to be removed. Afal pisha ever rabbosam adul the lowatzi porn shapir shenachshavim kinatulim aguf. Kevin shana linotel v'chotetz neimim malcham chibur on the guf. That's the base Yosef. Shani osam shekvar ischilu lifrosh mash enke enocha. So pirshu klanach shavim adan kegufa. That's the Mordechai we read yesterday in Shir. It's only a problem if it's number one, all milinotel, and it already started being nital. As we explained before, that's exactly what the Mordechai said. He repeats it over here inside on the words ve'enon. It's the difference between this and every boss of Adudo. Hogaz lo pirish klal. And when nechshav kakotzos, alfa pirisham melekach. He quotes the Mordechai, beferish, we read it yesterday. Beferish. But the problem is, so I said over here, and from the Shach, that the Ravan gets the Mordechai. So if the long fingernail is a chatzitza, what about the Abelis and the Aseris? Hey, maybe call it a Shach Taka. Whoa, you hear what's going on? Maybe the Shach really, with all that, this is Aser. The Ramah is She'enim Om the Linotel. But the symbol doesn't sound that way. The similar in Sivchav quotes it Taz and the Shach and doesn't decide. And here he's Mekel Beferish. Shemesh Chabinai. Why? Listen carefully. Tzipronayim Einem Yomkim Min Aguf. Shum Chiyus. The fingernails are dead. Is that correct? There's no unique, I think biologically is correct. It's dead. Mashegen Ayabelas Vayaseres Yomkim Min Aguf. L'chein Ein Lach Choshem Kinetulim Mimenu. Period. Period. That's the bottom line. But Isha Sheyesh Be'ekev Shebiragla Basar Shenitzkasha Hard skin for Koevla Sholechas Biraglea for Omer Lechotcho Shabbos Hashem Eino Margish. Means it's dead. It's dead. Right. It's dead. Yesh Da'ayim Bedina. According to what we said before. Distinction between the tziporin and the abelas, doma lebus or kosher, the other tziporin, right? This is like it's like the fingernail. The ain't shem chiyus bebus or ahu. To after the chol tchibalo cave. You know when you cut your tell me you cut your fingernails and maybe erev Shabbos. You know did it hurt? Hope not. Well, probably you can cut this piece off from the bottom and won't even hurt you. That shows how detached it is. So this would be a problem. Udas hashach uchotetz. The Shach himself is rov poskim against him, as I told you already a long time. The Chatchilah, should she remove it if possible? Now she has dandruff. Oy, 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 oy. Can't get rid of it. Look what I wrote in Sivkotin. Shin Nun Vav. Shin Nun Vav. He's only up to Kuf. Shin Nun Vav. Whoa. Here we go. Isha yesh kaskasim berosha. Also na mekifin es sarasa v'nechosim behem monim behem es abiyas hamayim elavo al asaras. Have also ma shokhim al asaras yesh nistapik shemem nimnoim hamayim machmosa b'lovo al asaras. Mikomakom kulom ein chotzim etzulosa. Why? Why? He's just saying how bad it is. The kema shechavafo v'rochtza rosha heitev. As every woman does, that we'll get to that. There's one more ma'amakomashi. That's it. Al chafifa, simakuf sadites. We'll get to it. Chashuva kenemak peres ala nisher ach erechitza. Triav kshemisrachetet shalol letzorach tvila elis knows. Osa kokas shechofeves rosha etev umashen nishar nishar. V'av shebevadim isteres yibem would rather have that of dandruff. Don't they say head and shoulders gets rid of dandruff? False advertising. But you see, it's a good idea to get rid of dandruff. What are you going to do? Kachaze. Yeah. Kevin should be comical. May that last year. I'm dinner kain a makbid. It's like the kinim. Like the little lice and the nits. She tries her best to get rid of it. And after that, you kain a makbid. She hates it there. What can you do? She tried her best, and that's as far as it goes. And so too, the klipo shapir shemi mikas min or. They're not close to the mimoka chibur in the or. The same thing. I think he's talking about the either the cuticles, or he's talking about the peelings of the sunburn. And he quotes back what he says over here. Fine. The problem is, what if she finds a humongous piece of dandruff? I'm not sure where it was considered humongous, right? Gdola. Shadaka tomalak pidal klipas osibo lahavir. That's a problem. That's a problem. Even if it's certainly, if it's nechas besara, even if it's shocham asaras, it's misupik, get rid of it. Okay, so she should look for big dandruffs. How big is big, I can't answer you. But I guess it depends on the kapeda of every single person. Okay, fine. That's what he says. It's very important to know. Very important. Okay, let's go on. We now close this sefer and open this sefer. Okay? Pisrei Das. This is only a small piece, this idea of Chatzitza. This is a humongous Ulichos Nidam, and there are two volumes, but this is volume number one, towards the end. We'll start at page Shin Yud Zayin, with something which is remarkable. The first thing he says, the first thing, opening line. Mekor din chatzitza. Lomdu chazal mikama mekomas batorah shenemar bem v'rochatz es besorah b'mayim. By Parshas Metzora, Avodas Yom Kippur, Taras Hazav, and the Gemara in a few places, Eivon Dav Dalet, Sukkah Dav Vav, Vavakama Pei Beis, v'rochatz es besorah b'mayim, sheyedav v'chos lebenol ben amayim, av shapsukim alol ein medabrim b'taras hanida. By the way, there is no pasuk about Taras Hanida. Shah. Don't tell anybody. But it's derived from Zova, derived from this, whatever it is. Fine. Because of London mehem shutnai b'chol tefila shirda b'chol tez beino lebein amayim. It's mefurish or zeruha. From Eredo Egon. Gechatzitza lo karina b'chol b'soro. Hodin l'nida. Afa gav lo ksiva b'chol tefila klal. I told you this. He gave away the secret. Never says about nida's going to make for all. Scary, you know? Some Karaite might say. Yeah? No? I'm not sure what the Karaites did. Toshol v'kemed rav Yudai God, tefila b'nir minayin. Amalahu, lo gor mishar t'meyin. Terminin es kol b'sorah, satav l'b'sorah. My name is Sarah, I'm a chatzitza b'sorah p'sul tefila, ad kan l'shono, from rav Yudai God. The same way as you derive the tefila b'chlal, you derive the chatzitza b'frat. Watch this. He quotes something I never knew before. I never. If I knew, I forgot it. He quotes the Ramban al Torah. It says by Zov, "V'chol asher yigel bo azov v'yodov lo shotef amayim," etc. Okay, it's a big deal. Nireh shedorish drosha chadasha. Rav Morgenstern says the Ramban had a drosha chadasha that only he has, and no one else had before him. Not based on anyone in Chazal. That's a mitzvah shel Chadash. He's a pretty big bucket in Kol HaTorah. She tzorech shlotiach hatzitza b'tvila. She hitzricha HaTorah shtifa kodem ha'tvila. Tidei lehatzir anit chatzitzos. Wow! That's not the Pashup Shat. Quote, Hatam b'avruki ha'tvila tzricha shloyir b'davar chotez. Ele yishtof kol gufo b'mayim. Kiloshenu murak v'shuta b'mayim. Is that last week's parasha? No?
This week's parasha.
Whatever, it's the last week or this week. It's whatever it is, it's around now. Hutzrach loma lashon shtifa l'lamen ala rechita sheyazkir in Pasuk Yud Gimel v'rochas b'sor b'mayim chayim shetiyah b'shtifa v'shifshuf l'hotzrach hatzitza kmo shebirashti. And he quotes Rabbeinu B'chaya. Rabbeinu B'chaya is often just picked takes from the Ramban. Whoa, new pshat! You know, the Netziv is famous for these kinds of pshat. Rav Meshech Chochma also. Original pshat, and I found a Chazal. I was told the following story. That someone came to the Chazanish and saw the Hamek Dover on his table. And he said, you know, the altar wasn't so excited about this. He met the Chavetz Chaim. Because the Chavetz Chaim was very, very traditional. You make a pshat like this. I don't know what he would do with the Ramban. It's not a Chazal. So the Chazanish is alleged to have responded to his questioner, Boskanita, what can I do? I have a Yetzahara for an originella svara, something original. She's not found in Chazam. That the Chavetz Chaim did not like that, and the Chavetz Chaim did like that. I'm a Chazanishnik, you know. I'm related with the Chazanish. I mean, I have two great nieces who are married to Greinemans. Mamish, one that had a baby the bris on Monday. The Greinemans are an interesting group. I was at the first wedding. The older one married a Greineman. One married a granddaughter of Reb Chaim Greineman, Chedushin of Urim. One married a great-granddaughter, a niece of the first one. They have such ha'arotza for the previous generation that although they name after them, they don't call them by that name. I found out yesterday, for the first time, my wife tells me, one of them is named Chaim Shol. Chaim Shol Greinemann was the Chedushin of Urim. You know what they call him? Uli. And the ones that are named after Chazanish, they don't call him Avram Yeshaya. I mean, that's his name. It gets called up to the Torah. They don't call him Shaya. That's how the Chazanish was called by his, you know, his family. They have other names. And their grandfather is Shmuel Greinemann. They don't call him Shmuel. They call him other nicknames. I don't know what. Just give an example of the harotza they have for the previous generation. They wouldn't call by the name. We weren't brought up that way. But the Greinemanns have their own way in many things. So because I have an inside scoop, I became related. So I was, when we became related, my son told me, Abba, you spent so much time in Chazanish. Oh, Hashem, you finally became related. Okay. Good. I told us the Yeshua's Cohen yesterday was in my house. Was Monday in my house?
Monday.
I told him about it. Oh, we're also related, he tells me. Because he's also related to Greinem and some or other. So we have common relatives. So you remember the Yeshua's Cohen? And became related. I found that on Monday. Fine. Next page. Shin Yud Tes. He quotes the Ramban. This time it's a Ramban, not on Chumash, but a Ramban Hilchos Nida. Perek Tes Halacha Yud Gimel. Kayotz, he says, even a Ketana B'Yosef, your Makbid is a problem. Kayotz B'Midvorom Achotasim Afilu Tipa Kechardel. It's a borrowed phrase, you understand? The Gemara says she's a Nida that blood Kechardel. He's talking about Chatzita Kechardel. Okay, should we take it literally? I don't know. How far do we go with this? How far do we go? He quotes Rabbi Yashiv. Even this, what we call this nothing, is Rabbi Yashiv. First he quotes from the Meiri. Stam b'nei Adam and Erevin Davdal. Makpin af al dava mu'ot b'yosel asiro. Therefore the other, kol chatzitza af yimir shem b'miyut. Quotes of Rebbeinu. Okay, but everything has to have some kind of a limit. Where's that found? Gotta wait 6 pages to get to it. Shin Chav Vav. The very last, this is Perek Chav Dal, clothed in a chatzitza. It's the last page of Perek Chav Dal. Writes as follows. Yes, it's true. But there has to be some gvul somewhere. I'm reading it to you. He says, Af im Asoras Chatzitzus Nidreshes Hashkor Rabba Uzman Rav. Hashkor is literally an investment of time, a lot of time. Flohoysen Mashkia Uzman Korav La Asoras Avazer normally. Ein bekach levat lasak peidosa. Filela asiris achatzitza. Al kolzos komo el davka beofen sheisha zu makpido al davar ze. Oh, or nashim bi alma makpidos al davar ze. Okay. So he says. So you have here on the bottom from Rav Yashiv. A woman, it took her 20 minutes to get rid of the leftovers of her makeup. She recalled the Eina Makpida. Such a long time. If it wouldn't go to mikveh, she would just leave it there. Nope. Doesn't matter. Kol shel makpida letzem adav areza chotzes. Okay. What does that mean? Explains it. He says on his own. The way to minad chatzitza has a bottle of guf. Rashi says that we saw at the beginning. Therefore, ofen shel makpida adav azeh namibad l'guf. Doesn't matter how much time it's going to take. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Okay? So, there is, however, some kind of gvul. Some kind of gvul. That's right, so over here. I'm finding over here. Print. Maybe we'll come to it. Why can't I find reminds of an esrog. You know, if you look with a magnifying glass. Fishenechshav miut shenam akpim. V'af al pi shenagul lahasig am miut shenam akpim. Mikomakom. Kam le miut shenam akpim. Yesh gvul. Shuliyachah mikain and lo chashivas v'nechshav lo kayim klal. The often say Yeshtakil. Who said Kain Hora Maron Zatzal? Even though he said everything has a gvul. You know what I'm saying? Has to be a gvul? Fine. Now we're going further. Something fascinating. He's talking about the hair. Perek Chafei is all about hair. So over here, he writes as follows. Kosu Kama Rishonin. Shaseya Kalua, braided hair, Neshav Chatzitza. The Chosha Apostle of the Rain. Who said so? The Mishnah Shabbos Nuzayin. Lo Teitze Isha. Lo Bechute Tzemeh. Lo Bechute Pishnah. Lo Bechute Shabarosha. Lo Titbalem. Achet Terape. And the Gemara explains why. Asura Litbol Kshem Besaroseh. Echashashash. She'll take him off at Yulat Smitzvah. She'll carry them. Rashi explains. Lo Bechute Tzemeh. Lo Pishnah. Lo Bechute Shabarosha. Shekolas Bohen Sarah. Fractosis. If Sarasel Bekalia should be okay, why? We're not afraid it's going to take away the chut etzemel to talk to this mitzvah. Asura b'Shabbos Nistar as Kliya Saseir. How do you like that? I guess you look at the rush. There in Siman Vav, in Paragraf, Siman Aleph. The Madama Godelas Chayevas Mishim Bone, Yesh Yisra B'Stiras HaKliya Mishim Soser. So Tosfos says, the Pshat Mishnah, not braided hair. And the Rush says, quote, Hilkach, Lekalemigza behendil Mashayalahu. We don't have to worry. She's going to undo it and then carry the ribbon. The Isha rose to Lidbo Bishabis, Tricha Listor Klia Sarosea Mibod Yom. You have no choice. You're not allowed to do it. Please don't do it in a very. You see, Clara, Poshetlam, Shasur, Litbog, Shasarasan, the Sunnah's Beklia. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Shin Gimel, Sifav, and Arachayim. The Gra here, Kuf Tzadi Ches, says, she does a rush, that Klia is Chotzetzes. I don't remember seeing this. Let's take a look. Kuf Tzadiches. He says Siv Beis. I'm going to show you, he means Siv Beis. He means Siv Cotton Beis. We'll see soon. He says, Chut et semer kosa v'rosh makpel shas v'chitza. No, he means Siv Beis. Siv Beis, it says as follows. Watch. He says in Siv Beis, Shulchan Aruch says, V'yim heim. Kuchim b'sham v'chomas b'guf. Excuse me. Again, if it's sort of loose, it's around the hair in general, loosen it. But if it's betol kli asara, enemol bem rifyon. Why not? Says the garments of cotton hay. That's what he means. Harosh preg beis reish preg of the Shabbos siman aleph. Ken mash l'shul demasnisin. So the Vilna Gaon also went like that rush. So the braid itself could possibly be a chatzitza. There's going to be a problem, we'll see soon. What is the problem? The problem is not my problem. It's a Sidrei Tara's problem. Now the main man, starting from today, can be the Sidrei Tara. Some call it the Shiori Tara, I give it a different name at the end, but we call it the Sidrei Tara. Okay? Who asked an obvious question, which I should have thought of myself. It's okay. Siv Cotton Tess. The problem that Sidrei Tara raises is as follows. He quotes it over here, I think, Beferish. Let's see. Kosk, it's from the Tiferes Lamosha already. Habachute Seah Lechuliyama, and the Chotis Koshkein Saras Yatzma Klum Zebazet. I is Kosher? No, more than two is not a problem. We still think about it. Nimachas, Nimachstein, Nimachstein. Yeshloma, the lekach lo kosav kain hatur. The Sidrei Tara same kasha. Gimel saras and the chotzotzos. And he answered. Tzarech loma. This is the word of Sidrei Tara. Siv Cotton Tess. The klias seir midbik tvei mikesher. The kisher gimel saras same say ali bumayim. V'hocha eno malah filu rifyon. Afa pishu yosem migimel saras. Answer number one. Oh Yeshloma. The Shani Hacha, Shachut Koruch Imohem. He quotes the Taz, answers Tos Kashi, answers Rashi. We're afraid, Tosir and Servitsuos, Fetister and Saklua de Goy, Shemudim and Shvus to Shvus. Ooh, what does the Rosh think? Shetister the Gamri Aklia. So you have to get rid of it before Shabbos. That's why it's not a problem of taking it off on Shabbos. It's not a problem. Now, so what happens if you forgot? What happens if you forgot? Here in Shabbos, she comes to the mikvah. Tister as a kliya ayde goya. Whoa, that's what's the tas. Shvus to shvus. These are those who say it's awesome. Rabbanim mishum dama the binyan. From this the Karel, it's chutshani. Uva ma'ase shahoya shlohoya goya. There was no goya around in America. There more goya in Eretz Yisrael. It's hard to find a goya. What do you do? Hora Mora Nagrisha Shlit Zatzal Sheyesh Ditchos as a Tfilin the Motzoy Shabbos. Wow. Hoya Maisa Charig B'Isha Shegil the Mikvah Shesarasar Kluos V'hoya Chashash Shem Lo Yavshu Lo Litpo Lo Titpo V'Tikosha. Not so from. You know, in many of the Mishpachot Sfardiyot Misoratiyot, they're more makbid on tefillah than on Shabbos. You familiar with that? That's how it's tumah, you know, it's the occult. It's the, Shabbos is not matame. This is matame. I'm kidding you not. There are large such populations. So you send her home, she will be chalil be nichshel. Shazat chak azu hormon zatzal hishlister asaklia b'shinoi. Umutar shatara bazalisa de rabbanan mesha tikoshel b'de oraisa. Now there's some who are going to claim this might be a shus to shus, because is this a stira amanas livnos? Maybe yes, maybe no. I don't know. She's going to put it back again. It could be as a raisa then. So it's only one shvus. Okay. What the? Okay. I'm trying to think why should another derabbanan that could be. Look at Hichel Shabbos. Maybe we can knock it down to a shvus to shvus somewhere or other. Welcome business. But okay, Rabbi Yoshua was making in such a shas etcha. Good. Now we go to the next page. Shin Lamed Aleph. This is interesting. This is Maisa B'chol Yom. Saoros Tlushos Hamurovas Ben Saroseo. You know, a woman has long hair, so she combs the hair. They're guaranteed to be loose hairs that she pulled out when combed it, but didn't come out. It's not on the comb, but still it's hanging out. It's mixed in with the other hairs. I think it's almost inevitable. I think so. Oh, shemunachos al gufa. Sure, it could be on her back somewhere. Matsui adavar b'mishas sovelos min nishira. Some women start losing their hair. You know what I'm talking about? It becomes less thick. When they get a little bit older, it often happens. Kevan she'enan kshuros b'saros rosha elak munachos b'nehen or al gufa enan chotzitzos. It's not a chatzitza in this case. No. How do you know? Look at Shulchan Aruch. Siv Dalet. Chutei seir einen chotzitzin. Black and white. Chutei seir einen chotzitzin. Explains the Taz, Sikon Vav, Pirish. Shekruchim soviv asaras lo muhudokim bohem. Alkein einen chotzitzin. Yeah, the hairs are not stuck. That's the answer. The namahudokos. Right? It's like enough in the Mishnah. Comes from a Mishnah. I didn't make this thing up. Where does it come from? Such a Nisar, where it comes from? Comes from. Let's see. Mishnah, Perek Tes, like Rabbi Yehuda, as it's called in Shabbos Nuzayim and Beis in the Gemara. Modim Chacham Rabbi Yehuda, the Chutei Seir. I put this on the Maramakomas. We hadn't seen this until now. You know, as much as we spent so much time in Perek Tes, we didn't see everything. Elu chotzin v'adam, chutei tzemer, chutei pishnan, ritzuos shebarosh, rosh yabonis. Rabbi Yehuda omer, shel tzemer v'shel seir, en chotzin, v'shemayim, boim, bohem. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. Gemara Masechta Shabbos says, quoted by the Rash, Modim Chachom Rabbi Yehuda B'chutei Seir. Shoy, Baruch Hashem is unanimous. It's often the Mishnah of the Rash, the very beginning, a Perek Tes, and Masechta Mikvos. Good, it's good to know these things. We didn't cover everything the first time around. You go over more and more Sfarim, you see more things. Okay. We spoke about lice. Oy, lice. Tell me, do your daughters have to go for lice checks and broyers these days? Even your sons have to go for lice checks, I think. Kavachoma daughters, right? What does that mean? That lice checks, which we'll learn soon about lice checks, are become part of life. When we grew up, my kids grew up, there were no things lice checks. I don't think so. I shouldn't say, I have to ask my rabbis. I don't remember. You had lice checks when you grew up?
Mm-hmm.
You did. So I guess my kids have had it too. Okay, I just didn't remember. But I think in my generation, it was unheard of. to ask my sister. I don't know what they were. I don't think they're last chicks in those days. Anyway, what does he say? Kinim ben chayim ben mesim v'chein beitze kinim nitz hadzulkan v'saras harei hein chotzot ol betvila v'im tava lo yisivas lo asol betvila v'tzrich alach tel lipo. Therefore, if you know that you have kinim, ayah de ayalodim ye tivdok as atzmo defnei atvila im yeshem kinim. Fine. Af im koshim ma'od lasiras hakinim kozman shiodas mikiyuman v'saraset tzrich alasiran. Whoa! Min haroi lo lashos ad yom atvila the taskel betipul betachshirim yeilim. I'm not sure what the tachshirim yeilim are. Different shampoos, I don't know. Uva masrek samich, a tight comb. Mispar yamim kodem atvila. Wow! 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 La'acha she'siru es hakinim es beitz hakinim b'chol yecholta u'mistaber shekvar nixa saroseh l'garmi shel yadu alo kiyuma shel kinim l'osafos eina tzricha l'achash yosef ve'eina mechuyeves l'tapel b'zeh ayadei isha acheres. To not have a lice check in the mikvah from the mikvah lady. That's what he says. Yeah.
Is there a difference between America and Israel? Because Israel lice, I guess, is more prevalent, and I guess women are more okay with it.
Oh, you're saying fakeret? I thought more prevalent is a chumrah. He's saying more prevalent is a kula, because you can't live without it. In America, you can live without it. Halavai.
No. In America, you're going to get rid of it. You're more careful. Right. It's not as prevalent. But in Israel,
I hear it. Right. There's less kapeda. Right. So I'm reading you from the footnote over here. It's a machlokes and poskes vanenu. How much he is required to get rid of the kinim? Some say you must go to a lice checker to get the last nit out. Says the Shevet Alevi, Shujalein, Mistapros. He writes the parentheses. Mistama kavona misgalchos. Don't ask your wife to do what they do in Bnei Brak. They shave their heads. You shave your head. There's no hair. There's no lice. Really? V'don shem v'yeshmokom af l'chayva l'asaskein to force her to shave her head because of the lice. Ah! And they quote the sefer Levushe Oz, Nistapik Agoner of Israel Arbach Shlita. Holy cow! This is not chassidim. Rabbi Vosner is chassidish? I don't think so. Rabbi Zviel Arbach, zicher not chassidish. Can you imagine? Akam data note that shekeim and shemosa kol kamach shemicholta achakach af shenishu kinim ein chotzes. Baruch Hashem. He efshal lechayv osal eskaleach. Baruch Hashem. He comes out the right side. What does Rav Yashiv say? Kach. Ish eshiyot, that's shver of Rav Azriel Arbach. There's a story told about it. When there was a shidduch read between these two gedolei olam, Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yashiv became a chutonim. They told Rav Azriel, go to this and this place, and you wait for Rav Yashiv, and at 6:30, you go in and he'll meet you. It's towards the end of second Seder. At 6:30, he hears Rav Yashiv learning with a chavrusa. He's saying every Gemara, every Rashi, every Tosfos out loud. How can I interrupt the chavrusa? Finally, at 7:30, he comes out, and there is this young man waiting for him. He says, I was expecting you before. How could I interrupt with the chavrusa? I had no chavrusa. Rav Yosha would learn to, with himself as if he's talking to a chavrusa. Talk about quite a few years ago. Trying to guess. Trying to guess. 70-something years ago, maybe? Well, maybe 60-something. Between 60 and 70-something years ago, the story happened. So what Rabbi Yashiv is Shver, what does Shver say? Isha shiodah shesh lakinim tzvichol asas kol maratz netapel b'hasaratam. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch says, Yev Shenechotzitz. Ain't Shvir Lelech as Yishah Chesed. Oh, he need not go to a lice checker. That's a Chiddush. For us, Afim Timtzah Achrei HaTfil of Kinim, Ain't a Tzvir Lelech Hashem. Garnished. Uke'ein Zemazim Mishu Shevet Alei V'Ledina. Rav Rosner of Yashu on the same page. Same page. These are two contemporary Gedolim. Mamash. Mamash contemporaries. Same time. And they're passing shadows for the whole world. Of Yashu Yishalayim, of Yashu B'nei Barak. That's Suffolk. But if you das, you know for sure, you have to go get rid of it until you reach the Matzav of Suffolk. That's what he says. I mean, I don't know how you do that. What if you know for a fact you just can't get him out? I don't know. Then he says as follows. Listen carefully. Barum, im huver ha-she'en yichol l'naklis ha-sarasel levat, fishagam machri ha-mamat shala, nisharim kinim o beitei kinim, olel ha-tapeli bodeg, ha-yedei isho acheres. This pastor of Yoshev, a maise, she checked with all yicholta, found nothing. The balanit, the mikvah lady, motza od beitei kinim, uvechol zol tov lakach. And they came to ask if the tefillah was good before she was with her husband. Rav Yoshev said, after it's proven that her bedikah was not sufficient and the comb couldn't take them all out, ein eitzah ela shetelech la'acheres lahotiyas ha'beitzim. I guess she had to go back to Tevel again. Wow. I don't believe that in Riverdale, New York, the balanit checks for lice. I don't think it would go over that big. I'm not sure it would go over big even in Meir Shorim. Oh, Meir Shorim, my son, they have no hair. But the non-Hasidim who have hair, I don't know if they want to have a lice check by the Balanit. I don't know. I mean, we saw about the Shulchan, he said, based on the Shulchan Aruch, you know, go back, this is what we saw. The very last sif before the finale, Mem Zayin. Mid kinnish in the blukim b'basa, v'noshim b'or, v'mokam haseyer, v'nitbukim b'chotik b'basa. Tzorach lasirin ay dechamim v'gorim v'tziporin. V'm ein ha'yachol lasirin enchotz. Oh, how do you define any yachol? They'll say any yachol includes going to a lice checker. That's included yachol. Yachol go to a yachol de'acher. Why? The Bnei Shulchan says, it's like Mir Shena Makbid. What does that mean? Kol Shein Avira Chatzitza, Av Shesibas Data Zu, Makla Shemin HaNimno Etzlo. She can't do it. I should rather get rid of it, but it doesn't matter. Says over here at the Bnei Shulchan, the problem will be, what if the majority of the hairs have lice? Gewalt. It's a rove. Av shakinim is dapke mechol orach asaras. Close some of the kakev near the skull. Doesn't matter. It's rubo. I hope there's not that much lice. I sure hope so.
Is that
rove?
Lice?
I sure hope so. I hope that one, no woman I know has such a thing. Okay, good, fine, good. That's an American person. It's an American person. Fine, let's go on. Interesting, against what I saw in the American postcard. Some women have hair grow on their face. We know, everyone knows. The joke about the Havdalah, oh, you saw that joke? I had Havdalah and the mustache, you know. I think it's a joke. I don't think it's true, but listen to this. Imakpida lahasir sarot bimakom misyom bigufa. Umispayeshes imlot siron kon aponim. Chotetzos. Utricha lahasirin konam atvila. V'yesh lochus ma'akwas b'tfila gam b'deyevet. Whoa. Shamati mimoran tzatzal. Whoa. Why? Should be no worse than the Ravana Tzipronayim, right? It's part of her. No, it's worse. Why is it worse? The Ravana of the Chatchila. Could the Ravana refer to a case where the woman doesn't care on the fingernail itself? The Shah is only omenly gazes. But here, she's makbid to get rid of it. Mitzad Yofi. So says a chosetz b'atzmuso, maisa shahoya. Maisahoya, a woman who's makbid on her hair and her head, it goes on her face. What happened? She took it off a number of days before the tefillah, and now it began to grow a little tiny bit. Tiny. Hard to get it off. What's it in? Says Maran, Ima orech begodol shekfar misbayesh, the says kach, el shemam shichol, olechas kach, but let's brera. It's chotzeitz, u'tzricha lahamten, at she's av shelo lahasiran. If she's not embarrassed, it's not chotzeitz. But just take a razor now. I don't understand. What's the yefsh? A razor won't take off time. Men who shave with a razor, this is the teeniest thing. Fashtenish, I don't know what the case is. To postpone the tevila. And he'll not even call the vaka. But if you want to send a ha'ara to him, I think he has at the beginning we can send ha'aras. Ha'aras yiskablu b'bracha. Not stop. B'bracha. I'm not sure how. Gives him an address. Round of a letter. Rechov Chazanish 38, Ramat Shlomo. Okay, write him a letter. There's one place there's even a phone number. Shivas Mir. That's where you can get the safer. Don't say what you can call there. No, sorry about that. Whatever. If you want to write him a letter to that address, he'll answer you. Don't understand exactly what's going on. But okay, fine. That's what he says. Postpone a mikvah. It's hard for me to understand. I thought that the other post would say, it's not a problem. I thought that's what he said. Take a look. My memory is not perfect. Chatzitzot shonot. Saaros. Talk about this is not it's not on the table of contents. Whatever, let's go weiter. Skipping to page Shin Mem Ches. He has this problem as I have the problem. I have the problem in Riverdale. Tzipronayim melachutiot, artificial nails. Oh, they call wrap nails. Ein roar the shomrei Torah mitzvot lasos kain. It's a chashash katzitza b'tefila, and she should take it off before the tefila. When you can't take it off, or you're going to call, she won't come to be tovel. Imatzi pornayim malachutiot mudbakot teitei b'tzurah shein chashash yikanes lichluch benatzi pornayim atavit malachutiot yicholal hakel et bokach. Kain hora mora nagrish v'tama mishum. Of course not. That's Yeshem HaMoshes when we don't want to rely on Noish Yeshem HaMoshes. We'll see later, according to this, the way it's phrased over here, even nail polish should be a problem. Has HaMoshes. Follow what I'm saying? Okay, I agree. I think they should really take off the nail polish. We'll see soon. Not everyone agrees. You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised that those who hold that Noish B'Moshes is Mutar even L'Chatchila. I don't know if it applies to the wrap nails, but maybe to the nail polish. We'll see soon. We'll get to it. Not today. Maybe tomorrow for lucky. Fine. Shin Nun Beis. Listen to this story. He has stories of Rav Yoshev. Okay? This is That was, so Chav Hei was an introduction. Chavav was about, Chavdal was an introduction. Chav Hei was about the hair. Chavav was about the nails. Chav Zayin is based on story. Listen to this story. Page Shinun based on Maisa Shehoya. Maisa Shehoya. Shetovla Olachat HaTvila Rosa Bein Shineo Davashocha Kotam. Between the teeth, a tiny black dot. No joke, she looked in the mirror. He svura shekodem atvila liyacha shenikta shineo atistachle b'mara. She looked in the mirror then too. V'lo ro'asa klum. Ach ene betucha v'dova. How can you be sure? She's a tiny, she has no record of seeing anything. But maybe the taka was there. Such a teeny drop of black. O eno borer, shoya adova hakotin tekua b'nei shinayim. She took a shayla rak munach al hashinai. Maybe it was just, it wasn't takur, it wasn't wedged. Flohoya dov litlo shabah mimen lach hatfila. We'll get to that later. Whole sukkah's in the Gemara. She nisaska medvarim, we can assume it came later. Hey shimara zatzal. Yesh beofen hazeh, kama tlios v'sfekos. One, miyut, although it may be makbid. Two, it wasn't dovuk, munach. Two. Three. Mistaber. Shabbat kakonim atvila. If you talk and shagamim hoya mashab in a shinayim, hoysa magisha beka. So it came out later. Four. Ben asarim is the rabbonim, according to some authorities. Therefore, kol atamam elu, vare also la tvila, ben tshicha meradin lachsa vlitpo, achim rotsa lachsa vlitpo, vlerabcha de milso tovo lebruch. Well, Yoshua is Mitzarev, many different stories. Gotta see these mices. Unbelievable. What are the base of storms, gentlemen? You know how many there are? Who wants to count the base of storm? Want to guess how many there are? Wants to give a guess?
16.
He has 11, I think. The mouth, the nose, the ears, the underarms, under the breasts, the belly button, base of Erva. Between Kifle Aor Chutz to Piat Abbas, the rectal area, Ben Yirei Chosel. I'm not sure what Ben Yirei Chosel means. I guess somewhere underneath. Ben Etzpels Ragleha, between the feet, and Kimot and Shebegufa, where, you know, like the neck, where they're double, you know, it's folded over. He has 11. Okay. 11. 11. What does it mean, Beis HaKamotim? What does that mean? You have to look in the Rash. We never really read this. I mean, we did read, I forgot. The word Lashon is important. The Rash says over here, yeah, something is misyabesh v'nase glid. Sheish zeya meruba besoro misyabeshes v'nases kimin glid. Yeah, not a joke. You sweat. It gets dry and it forms a surface. Everybody knows that. The Rash said so. In Perek Tes Mishnah Beis. That's what he says. And the Shulchan Aruch talks about it. Sif Yud Beis. Lichluch leitzoa shalabos amach mazeya enem chotzitzin niglad keglid chotzitz. And it's basically based upon the Rash. The Sidre Tara talks about it as well. Put a bookmark here so I shouldn't have to keep flipping back. Go. Put it somewhere. Sivkotin Chav Zayin Pirish. This tells you. Sheyesh Zeya Meruba Busoro Misyabesh Nasakim Glid Rash Verosh Perek Tes Mishnah Beis. So Shulchan Aruch is quoting it. Mavurish. Another Maisa Rabosai. This is a serious, serious story. You gotta love it. He was from Shamash of Yosha for years. This is his story. Be so careful with this. Maisa Shahoya, page Shin Nun Vav. Beisha Shaniksa Ben Shinera Aidechut Dentali. Dental floss. Right? Women are always told to floss before they go to the mikveh. She did. A nice, good Jewish woman. That's possible. Your floss, nothing is shown on the outside, and it's stuck between the teeth on the inside. Huh? Maisa Shoya? Can I have a Maisa Shoya? How'd she find it? Adesha Ochla Dvarma, Shagaram Lachut Lanua Mimakoma. She ate something, and then she sees, she ate it, and maybe she ate an apple, and it went, Gaval, what do you do now? V'ton HaShoel, Kami Moron Zal, V'devi Ozerua, who says, V'nira B'yenai D'yesh D'chalik, T'chatzitza Lo Shaykh L'Bedobah She'enu M'gufo V'nira L'Kula, Don Botzek Shetachat HaTzipon U'makmin, Afil L'Kenegar HaBosah, and it says in Esther ben Shinechotes. Why? Listen to the words. This is Talmud Chacham. Do ours the rules. Not Stamayid. Yeah, you go to Yosh, you have to become prepared. See, only the carrots of Bachutz. The Shoah came with another, and a Meiri. Etzem Chotzetz has Dalek Shemek Pikpidolov. He says, he's not Makbid at all. So this tiny piece of thread. Meiri says, Dalek Bedoy Shemek Pesolov. She had based on storm in Yilchatzitz, the royal level, Chomim Mokom Magoloi. Him came Etzem Shebein Shein Hashinayim, Atom Afar Shemek Pedes. Vechein Aminik, she called all the Makbid Etzem Shebein Shino. B'toch Ha'animoru Bo, Shabosa Shibatoch Hashinayim, Ein Derech Lahakbid Alav, Kokach, Venachotet, Alpha Pishik Dolly, and Mephorosh of Nirka Cholkimba. We assume that meat, that's the whole minute we'll get to not to eat meat. Horam Barnzal, Alpha Pikain, Tricha Losha Vilipo, Lachumma Below Brocha. Even after Lansat Zobal. Why? Gamlefi is so divari Shonim Anal. Shadabah Shin and Nigabi Bechotet Makpedis, Abbas Ben Hashinayim Makpedis. Why? Al kaponim biyomenu bepashtus haderech lahakmit gam b'she'ein nireh b'mechutz v'gam b'bosa sh'dechua ben ha'shinayim omnom, etc. Biyomenu, it's different. How can I say? Rabbi Yosha was Rabbi Yosha. Biyomenu. Unbelievable. Despite the Ozerua. Okay. Final thing for today. He talks about teeth. Evan Veloven al Shinayim. What's Evan mean? Plaque? Ain't a chotetz. Av shirugil asir mi pam lepam de rofe Shinayim. Oh, Shinanit? A dental hygienist? Yeah?
That's question on the previous story.
Sorry?
That's question on the previous story.
Yeah, yeah.
What about the Taz that says to not be Motzi Laz because of
what can I do? Yeah, I don't know. Don't know. He says, "Imomedes lasos kniku shinayim etzerofei besamuch lezman atvila." You're about to go. Tzricha lahakni mesaniku lezman atvila. You have to have the dental thing before you go to the doctor. Why? Why? Tell us in the footnote why. You know why? Hadava mos shekovin tor pam b'shana nikon hashinayim. Then he says, "Lo, what's loven? If that's plaque, what is another term?" Kol ma shi'chol la'asir bi'chokhos atzmo ve'en tzvichol l'rofei shinayim la'asiro It's chotzeitz. No matter how long it takes, keino rav liyashiv. Isha torah shlokech ba kama shows. What? Hours. Lahosir es halovan shebein hashinayim v'alehen. Omer, ein manos milasir hakol. So them so pitaron keisa lo yarech hatovah gizman orach chukach. Wow. Hours. Hours. I don't know. Omnom yesh tahavchin bein lichluch levein dam sheyotzi memokam ptsia bein hashinayim. Or robcha, that's different. I'm not sure what the word, what he means by the word loven. I think Evan means plaque, I'm assuming. It's hard like a rock. So what is loven? Is another word for it by the dentist? Look in your dictionary. I don't know. We'll have to stop here. Mitzvah tomorrow, and hopefully we'll be able to...